Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, June 1st edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And today is an exciting day for many of us because it is the day, the first day we can see Wonder Woman in theaters.
Yay. Oh, man.
Full disclosure, we're actually recording this ahead of time. It is before the fan screenings, so we wanted to record this in case we're able to go see them tonight, which we're going to try to do, and also to get, you know, our real preview before there are any spoilers or reviews or anything like that. So we're totally fresh, just going on basically off of the last few trailers, and we're going to talk about Wonder Woman and what we want to see, what we hope to see, and yeah, just basically what we're excited about. I think before we get in here, like, we've got some things we want to see. I'm just ecstatic that we're seeing a Wonder Woman film, and I'm trying as hard as I can to not have any expectations about, like, specific things to see. You know, there's some things I'd want to see, but, like, I don't want to be like, oh, if I don't see this, I'm not going to like the film or have any preconceived notions or anything like that. That's the mindset I'm trying to have as a fan. That's hard, but that's what I'm trying to go in with, that mindset.
No, if I don't see the invisible jet, I am walking out of the theater.
Oh,
boycotting this film.
There you go. Well, that's another attitude to take.
I totally agree with you. I'm not setting myself up, like you said. Not there isn't any one thing that's like, man, if they don't have this, this movie is ruined for me.
Yeah, it's just how exciting. You know, 76 years after her creation, we're getting our first solo live action Wonder Woman film.
Yeah.
It's just awesome, and that's what's exciting. Anything, if I actually like it, that would just be gravy at this point.
Exactly.
Obviously, I'm hoping it's a hit and everyone loves it, and we love it. But I'm just so glad that Warner Brothers has really taken a risk here for doing something like this. I don't really think it is a risk, but it, you know, it's something that hasn't been done before. And for a female superhero film on this level with this much budget, this much care, this much detail put into it, I'm so excited for it. And for Patty Jenkins to be leading the ship as the director, female director, they don't normally get big budget films like this. So I'm excited for that too. And I can't wait to see what she's done with it.
Yeah. Like you said, it's kind of silly that it's taken this long, and a hero is a hero. It doesn't really matter if they're a man or a woman. Wonder Woman is a super powerful superhero. And so it makes total sense to give a big budget, full out push to make a good movie for this great superhero. And so I'm just so glad that it's happening now.
And that's the one thing that I'm really excited about, is how they're approaching it. And everything we've seen from Patty Jenkins thus far is that this is a superhero film. You know, they're not trying to push, you know, women are better than men or anything like that. Like, this is a superhero film. This is a great character. She's one of the most iconic superheroes ever. Let's see what she can do.
And it looks like she's going to do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. From all the footage we've seen so far, I loved it. So yeah, we're going in to see it. The runtime is listed as 2 hours and 21 minutes, which is longer than I thought, but a good runtime.
Yeah.
It's not too overly long.
Yeah.
Are there any specific things you are looking forward to most about this film?
Just the visuals. Even for some reason it ends up being a story that's not that exciting or I'm not that interested in, I think I can already tell from the trailers, from the footage we have seen, that the visuals of this movie are just going to be literally out of this world. Just from either seeing Themyscira and then all of the action shots that we have seen, just some of the crazy, like, camera tracking, weird stunts, things that I haven't really seen before in any other movie. You know, there's a lot of like easy to do, not easy to do, but just kind of like maybe overplayed
standard
action shots that you can do for superheroes. And pretty much everything I've seen is pretty fresh, pretty unique. I'm like, wow, I don't think I've ever seen a kind of an action shot like that. So yeah, I'm super excited for what Patty Jenkins is. It looks like she's been putting together for this. So it looks really, really cool.
Yeah. Since the first trailer, I've been blown away by all how the action has looked. And I'm not someone who is normally excited about action. I tend to be more interested in characters and story than the actual superhero action, other than a couple exceptions. But everything like that from this has looked awesome. Like, I'm actually looking forward to the action in a film, which I rarely do. And it's just awesome. And the visuals, like you said, you know, I've pointed out several times before, but even the visuals in the trailer, the contrast between Themyscira, which is beautiful Paradise Island, and the disgustingness of World War One. I love that contrast. I'm hoping we see more of that, besides just visuals, but obviously story-wise.
Yeah, and the fact that it is set in World War One too, I think, is a big selling point of this movie. We don't have a lot of films of any kind of genre, let alone superhero films, set during World War One, and it's kind of overlooked just because of, you know, there's a lot of stuff set in World War Two, but not that much in World War One, and a lot of terrible stuff happened in that war, and there's a lot of interesting history and dynamics and stories that you can pull from that period of history, and it's just going to be really, really cool to see how this kind of modern superhero, really, Wonder Woman, is going to interact with that. So I'm really excited for that too, just the period, time, location that it's set in.
Yeah, it's been overlooked for a long time, as strange as that is to say, but at one point it was the war to end all wars, like Steve Trevor said in the trailer. And so it's really been untapped. You know, World War II is kind of the simpler, easier war. You know, oh, there's clearer lines of good versus evil and everything like that. And in a way, World War One is almost, you could argue, World War One is in some ways more disheartening because it's just, everything just seems terrible. Like, what is the point? And it's very dreary. And so I'm hoping the film shows us some of that. Obviously, I don't want 2 hours and 21 minutes of depressing stock footage of World War One, but I hope it treats it pretty seriously in terms of, you know, this was a really bad time. This was a really rough war. So many people died. And, you know, I hope they have some seriousness to how they treat that and how they handle it.
Yeah. And I think that also sets up a really interesting kind of superhero origin that we maybe haven't seen before, of where Wonder Woman really has all of her powers already, even if she maybe doesn't know the full extent of her powers, but she doesn't really know anything about the world. And a lot of the superhero origins that you see, it's more like somebody coming in who is in the world, knows about it, and then gets superpowers and is able to respond to everything, where they become a superhero like Batman. But this is kind of the opposite, where she is already basically a superhero, but then she comes to the world and figures out what is going on there and tries to figure out how she fits into this bigger story of what's going on in the world. And so I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, her coming to grips with what humanity can do to each other and what her role is in keeping the peace and making the world a better place.
Wow, that's a really good point. I'd never looked at it like that. I think I don't think she knows the full extent of her powers, but obviously she knows. Yeah. That might be something she learns as she goes, but obviously she knows she's not quite like everyone else. And maybe, that would be a cool thing to explore. Like, and you know, another thing is just her general reaction to the world, from being raised on this Paradise Island and going to less happy place. Mm-hmm. Is maybe not less happy, maybe less idealistic. Place. I think that's going to be a sharp contrast for her. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. And I think from her background, from where she's coming from too, this really is going to be a lighter film than some of the other films we've seen. And I think we're going to get a lot of comedy, a lot of lightness and fun just from the fact that she does come from such an idealistic civilization, like you said. So we've already seen some hints of that in the trailers, just kind of her funny reactions to how things are done in the quote-unquote real world.
Yeah, the fish out of water thing. That we've seen, you know, we've seen that countless times. Like Harry Potter, a franchise I love, they've done that for 9 films now. Right. Like, that's been a huge emphasis of them. So I think that really works, and it's cool to see the world through someone else's eyes, who've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
So we are... Obviously, the biggest thing, the biggest draw is Wonder Woman, the most exciting thing. And I have liked everything I've seen from Gal Gadot this far. And I'm really excited to see what she does in an expanded role with a film that is hers as Wonder Woman and Princess Diana.
Yeah, and even outside of the film, I think from the interviews and articles that we've seen from Gal and from Patty Jenkins too, I think they really understand the character and just kind of how important she is as a character. And so I'm excited to see that come through in the portrayal of Wonder Woman and just how the film is directed. So yeah, I think she was a great choice to play Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Jenkins and Godot really seem to understand the heart and core of the character. So I'm excited to see how they portray that. To go along with Themyscira, the Amazons, particularly Robin Wright's General Antiope and Connie Nielsen's Queen Hippolyta, I just can't wait to see what they do.
Yeah, some of the scenes we've seen in the trailers of them fighting look cooler than some of the action scenes from like the main characters in other movies I've seen. And so they're kind of side characters almost, but they're definitely going to have some really beautiful looking visuals and hopefully some pretty interesting storylines as well.
Yeah, I'm not expecting them to have a big role, but obviously some of the setup on Themyscira, they're going to have an important role. And yeah, it looks like they get to get their hands dirty a little bit and get to have some awesome action. And just so I'm excited to see those two, especially in the Amazon culture as a whole.
Yeah, and then we get Chris Pine playing Steve Trevor, which I really like Chris Pine and pretty much everything I've seen him in. And so I think he was a great choice to play Steve Trevor and everything I've seen from him. Again, I don't think there's really anything that I've seen from Wonder Woman from any character that I can say, I don't really like this that much.
Right. I agree. Really like Chris Pine, and he just fits so well with this Steve Trevor character. You know, Patty Jenkins, I think, has talked about how a little bit of Indiana Jones in him, and something like that. And it definitely fits, both with the time period and with the type of character that Steve Trevor is. And I think I'm really excited to see what Chris Pine does with it as well. Well, anything else about the film? You know, we're not going to try to get into what we think could be spoilers or anything like that, but anything else from this film that you're looking forward to or want to mention right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we've said it pretty much. Like, apart from the story, just the action and visuals are going to be amazing. But then if there's a good story too, which it kind of looks like there's going to be, this really has all the makings to be a really, really good movie. So I don't know. I'm just excited for the whole thing. I can't wait.
I agree with you there. So we know there's not going to be a post-credit scene, but we've kind of, part of what's been talked about for a while is that there's going to be present-day bookends, obviously, with the core of the film set in World War One. Is there anything from that in particular that you're looking at or hoping for some sort of lead-in to Justice League or anything like that?
Yeah, I think we'll for sure see a lead into Justice League. And so I am interested to see how they handle that, how much information we get about what's going to be in Justice League, or if it's just a really small hint. Either way, I'm okay. This is going to lead into Justice League somehow, and I'm excited to see how they do that.
Yeah. And obviously, both of us, the number one priority here is the character of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if they have no connections to Justice League, I don't really care. The Justice League fan of me obviously would want to see that, but the Wonder Woman fan of me doesn't care about it, which is kind of confusing. But I think, you know, whether they have cameos or specifically mention, you know, story points of what could be coming in Justice League, I think that would be really cool. And, you know, for me, I would just be looking at it as a cherry on top if that happens. You know, it's not something you have to have, but if it's there, great. Or something better than a cherry.
Yeah.
Because cherries are okay, but I think there's got to be better toppings for sundaes. I don't know, like
a Reese cup on top.
Oh my goodness. That's more my style. Yeah. That's a good point there. Just melted chocolate peanut butter on top of the sundae. So I hope we get a little bit, but again, I want that to be 2 minutes of the 2 hours and 21 minutes or something like that. You know, I'm not expecting a ton of time, but a few minutes here or there could happen.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is exciting. It's Wonder Woman, man. We've been waiting a long time for this.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell, but we're kind of excited. So
yeah, so our plan right now tentatively is we're going to have a few episodes on Wonder Woman after watching it. specifically. We do a lot of build up to it. I think it would, it deserves more than a quick little one episode review. Oh, what'd you think of it? Eh, you know, I liked it.
Yeah.
Or something like that. We're going to go in detail, but we'll be back playing this tomorrow to have a non-spoiler review, followed up by a spoiler review in the following day. And then, an episode maybe on the sort of the critical reception and critical reception and financial reception thus far. So we'll be getting into that, more. There's plenty of time for that, but, yeah, I'm excited. I hope we enjoy it, and I hope everyone listening enjoys it as well.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening today, and we'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.